Let's hope I find my voice here. To be able to share what Christ has done for me is really an incredible gift. And it will take the Lord's help to communicate even a little bit of his faithfulness. There is no doubt for me that he was calling me to himself my entire life, but it took years for me to really perceive it. Through his word and many trials, he saved me. It is no small thing to me that Christ saved me from an empty inheritance, as some translations will say it. Like my parents, grandparents, and likely great-grandparents, I was baptized as an infant and underwent catechism. Neither produced any spiritual change in me. Whether in church or school, I recited and heard scripture with such regularity that I came to the premature conclusion that I knew the Bible. I was told of the love of God for me in the death of Jesus. As far as I knew, I was saved by grace. But there seemed to be this catch. I was saved, but I had to live a certain way in order to be a Christian. I certainly desired to be a Christian, so I did what I could to meet those requirements. God had already, in his mercy, given me gifts that wouldn't allow me to complete a life of works or even a life of unchecked sin. One was a gift of weakness. From the time I was an infant, I had physical frailties. So most often, I really didn't have the energy or the desire to commit more obvious sins. Two, I was uncomfortable with most sin because of the scripture I was taught. And three, I actually just liked rules. Scripture and prayer became a comfort to me in many times of my life. Because I was taught to pray, I would turn to God with many requests. He guided me through childhood nightmares, fear, my parents' divorce, depression, a car accident that broke me, and a lonely time in college. I began to pray for a Christian community before I even really knew what that meant. God gave me my first Bible study, where we discussed passages of scripture line by line, the first experience of this kind in my life. Sadly, I wouldn't attend church services with those wonderful people. I think I went once. My childhood experiences with a number of churches and televangelists had led me to distrust most people that went to church, and I simply felt like I didn't belong. It wasn't until a couple years later, when I was married, working, and caring for a family, that God would open my eyes. He literally met me in the wilderness to expose my hardened heart. I'm sorry, I'm reading so slow, I'm trying to catch my breath. One day, in the middle of a canyon valley, while a group of wild horses raced toward me, I had an awful thought that somehow this wilderness was more beautiful than something God could make. It was absurd to me instantly and actually made me sick. I knew then I was in trouble. I was shocked that I would choose anything in creation over the Creator. I came to realize that I had settled for something less than what he intended for me, and that I had gone my own way. I was working then because I believed that was how I could best help my family. But I was faced with the reality of actually neglecting them by my absence. What had felt like silence from God for years was broken. I began to seek his truth wholeheartedly and have a greater understanding of what I read in the Bible. And this time I was invited to church again. I was so overwhelmed with a desire to obedience that I was willing to go, and I was sincerely blessed by the teaching there. But at the same time, I was faced with the legalism I hoped was behind me and prosperity gospel ideas that I thought I had safely rejected. I began to wrestle with my understanding of grace. What did that really look like in my life? And I struggled to put my confidence in God's love for me. I was even nearly taken with the charismatic movement of the day, but the Lord extended mercy to me through it all. During these struggles, Jesus gave me incredible gifts. He prepared me with his word before our daughter's first seizure and comforted me with peace that entire day. When faced with thoughts of unworthiness at my baptism, I was given the ability to respond with, "I am unworthy. No excuses." He led me with verses like the Beatitudes and other passages to a deeper conviction that my weakness was actually a mark of my faith. By growing in faith and listening to teachers such as Paul Washer and R.C. Sproul, I realized that it wasn't just that Christ died for me, but that he lived for me. He completed and fulfilled everything I could not. I am still learning to boast or glory in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I am so thankful for the Calvary people that so welcomed our family, and especially to those that I burdened much more than I would have wanted to. They have extended such grace and understanding. Thank you.